Gemara Masech Bava Metzia, Daf Hei Amud Beis, has a discussion on who is believed to make a shvua. The Gemara is a sugya. Do we say Miga the Choshed Amemoina Choshed a shvuasa? If somebody we're concerned as being dishonest regarding financial matters, we also can't trust him regarding making a shvua. Ask the Gemara, every person, even if we could be sure, is not a gazlan. Hosam Nami, as the Gemara says, Moira Hatera, where a person makes a heter and says, the Meikoyo of Nalei. The Gemara refers to a situation where somebody is watching an object on behalf of the other person, and then when he's asked to return the object, he says, I don't have it. And we're concerned that maybe he really kept it. So how could, and the halacha is that he has to make a shvua. And the question is, how can we believe him on the shvua if he's an individual that we're concerned might have stolen a pikadon that was left by him? So the Gemara says, we're referring to a situation where the person is ready to pay. So since he's ready to pay, we don't consider him a gazlan. Ask the Gemara, even if we don't consider him a gazlan because he's ready to pay, Amaleir of Achmed Diftel Ravina for Ka'ova Labdalai Sachman. What happened over here? This individual was asked to watch a pikadon. This individual was asked to watch an object that belonged to somebody else. And he had such a desire to keep somebody else's object that he's ready to say that I lost it or whatever and I'll pay for it, but just to keep it. But how can we trust such a person? He's a Bal Aveira. He's a Oved Aveira of Lois Sachmed. Answers the Gemara, Lois Sachmed le'inshi b'loi dami mashmahu. People think they're only over the Isser of Lois Sachmed when they don't pay. But here, this individual is ready to pay for this object, as we just explained. And therefore, in his mind, he's not over the Issa of Lois Sachmed. And therefore, he doesn't consider himself an individual that is doing anything wrong. And in fact, the Poskim, it's not the subject of our shiur today, but the Poskim say that in general, whenever we have an individual who maybe did an Aveira, but in his mind, he's not doing an Aveira, such an individual doesn't become Posel Eidus. You only become Posel Eidus when you realize you're doing an Aveira. And that's why I saw different Piskei Halacha, if someone shaves with a shaver that is not halachically permissible, the Poskim say he doesn't become posel to say Eidus. The reason he doesn't become posel to say Eidus is because this person doesn't think that he's doing anything wrong. The tshuva from Kiveger in Siman Tzadik Vav. I saw a tshuva from the Satin Rebbe and the Shas HaTshuva Stivre Yoyel Choshe Mishpat Simen Kuf Lamed Hei, that somebody who went with another Jew Terakosh Shalakum is not necessarily disqualified from being an aid because in his mind he didn't do anything wrong. And if the person in his mind didn't do anything wrong, he isn't considered apostle aid. Devin Ezra in Parshas Yisroi asks, on this lav of Lois Sachmed, how could the Torah tell a person that not to be over Lois Sachmed? If somebody sees something that he likes, so it's the normal human reaction to want it. So, why is he over lo sachmet? So the answer is that Ibn Ezra explains, if somebody, would you ever find, says Ibn Ezra, a person should want to grow wings? He knows that a person can't grow wings. Or if a person knows that a woman is a married woman, a woman is a relative, so he knows that that woman is off limits because she's married, she's his mother, etc. A person, says Ibn Ezra, Ibn Ezra is saying a very important yesod. Ibn Ezra says that the lav of lo sachmoid is very much based on our amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to believe, and Ibn Ezra says, the pasuk says so in Kehelas, that whatever we have is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So just like a person knows that there's certain things that he'll never have, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't ever give you wings to fly with, so to whatever you don't have is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want you to have it. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want you to have it, you should be satisfied with what you have, and what is not yours you may not touch. And if not, your oivel sachmoid, it shows a lack in amunah that you believe that something that wasn't given to you could be yours. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Ches says, in explaining the lav of lo sachmoid, Shloi lalus b'machshavteinu, lasus tachbula, lakachas lonu mashus losenu machino. We shouldn't try in any way to take what doesn't belong to us. Shneim lo sachmoid beis re'acha. And continues the Chinuch. V'afilu nosen hadomim l'chaver al chafetz, even if the person was willing to pay for this object, over gam ken alav d'loy sachmoid. Shein lav d'loy sachmoid neskim b'sikas domim kozman sh'derech achro l'kach memenu. Even if you paid, but you forced the seller to sell you, that is already a situation of loy sachmoid. Says the Chinuch further, Mishorshi mitzazu, Lufish machshava riuza. Trying to get what isn't yours is a bad machshava. For Garemis Lodim Takalas Harbor could cause many problems. Shach Shiyichta Mashav to Lakasamano Oisa Dover, Shechomad, Machat Taich Oisa Taivara. First, a person had a tremendous taiva to take something that doesn't belong to him. Lo Yishgach Vishum Dover. What will happen is that the person will lose control. And if the other person won't want to sell him what he's asking him or forcing him to sell him, he'll take it by force. If the person will stand up, he may kill him. Person has to work hard, says the Chinuch, on avoiding this terrible midah. The Mechilta makes an interesting observation. In the Dibros Rishonis, Parshas Yisroi, the Torah says Lo Sachmoid. In the Dibros Achonis, it says Lo Sachmoid V'lo Sasava. So says the Chinuch, from here we see that there are two separate Yisurim. There's the Isser of Lo Sachmoid and there's the Isser of Lo Tisava. Says the Mechilta, what's Pshat? Says the Mechilta, Shemis Ava, if a person has Taiva Soifa Lachmoid, Vim Schomad Soifa Lenois or Ligzoil, that will lead, as the Chinuch just told us, to terrible action. So explains the Mechilta, Taiva is something that's only in the heart. Chemda represents that it's not only remaining in his heart, but he actually acts on that desire. So according to the Mechilta, as soon as he has this inappropriate thought in his heart, he's over a light tzava. If he acts on it, he's also over a light sachmid. And if he takes it, of course, by force, he's over a light sigzo. However, if we look in the Rambam in Hilchos Gzeila Vaveda, Perek Aleph Halacha Tes, teaches us, if somebody desires something that belongs to someone else, his servant, his house, anything that he could purchase from someone else, and he tries to pressure the owner of this object, he paid, and he paid handsomely. Says the Rambam, however, you don't get malchus for this lav, according to the Rambam, as soon as you force somebody to sell you something, you're over on leisachmet. Even if the seller ultimately agreed to sell it to you, the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says that you're only over leisachmid if the seller was never agreeable to sell it to you. But if the seller ultimately agreed to sell it to you, you're not over leisachmid. There's another machlokes Rambam and Ravid here. Why is there no malchus for leisachmid? So the Rambam's opinion is, the Ravid disagrees. He says, how can we say that Lo Sachman is a lav she'en by Maisa? Heichem Etzinu, says the Ravid, Maisa Godelman, the Tehillas Chayfetz. He's taking this object. The reason the Ravid says there's no malchus is because ultimately you have to give it back. And I think that the machloikis of the Ravid and the Rambam is, and I think that's what the Rabbi Makud tries to say, is very connected to the previous machloikis. According to the Rambam, even if the seller agreed to sell it to you, you're still over loisachmoid. So there's no isser in the netilas chayfetz, because the seller ultimately agreed to sell it to you. You did the wrong thing, that you wanted to take something that belongs to somebody else. But according to the Ravid, if the seller said roitzani, there is no loisachmoid. It's only when the seller wasn't agreeable to sell. So therefore, the issur is certainly a lav sheyesh b'maisa, that I took something from a seller that really didn't want to sell it to me. So why indeed, according, says the Ravid, don't you get malchus? A new reason. Because you don't get malchus because you have a much more fundamental obligation. You have to return it. And that's why you don't get malchus. Many achronim, Dachiezer, Davin Ezel, explain that the machloikus of the Rambam and Ravid is in a fundamental understanding of the Issa of Laisachmad. According to the Rambam, the actual trying to get the object is the Issa Laisachmad. Even if ultimately, as we just explained, you bought it and the seller agreed to sell it to you, you're still over the lav of Laisachmad. According to the Ravid, it's not the trying to get it. It's the actual getting that's considered the Laisachmad. There's an interesting Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph, Devar HaMaskil Mirka B'Teretz Arishin, that says that our Gemara says that people make a mistake. And people think that you're only over loisachmad if you don't pay. But in our Gemara, where this individual was prepared to pay for the object, that he was holding, there is no iser
Here's another Sulei Sachmet.
So Tosfos wants to say a very bechiddush. Tosfos wants to say that indeed the issur of loy sachmoid is only in a situation where you didn't pay. But ultimately, if you did pay, you're not over loy sachmoid. It's a very bechiddush, and there are many achronim that disagree that that's pshat and Tosfos, and they agree that, and that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins as well, that you're only overlay sachmoid if you're only overlay sachmoid if you paid. If you didn't pay, you're not overlay sachmoid. The Stechemid and Mareches Lamid Klal Kuf Lamid says that by Sheila and Schiris, if you force somebody to rent you something or lend you something, there is no iser of loy sachmoid. The Chofetz Chaim says another very bechiddush that's in the Sefer Shmiras Haloshin, that there is no iser loy sachmoid by dvar mitzvah. For example, by tzedakah, if you try to force somebody to give you tzedakah, says the Chofetz Chaim, there is no iser of loy sachmoid.